Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, to the issues of the day, from over the weekend, the UN Security Council imposing sanctions on North Korea. North Korea says now it will launch a thousandfold revenge, Alan, against the United States over the adoption of the tough UN sanctions imposed. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, we're hearing this morning, says if the North stops testing missiles for an extended period, the U.S. might deem North Korea ready to talk.
Well, the big issue here is that China is showing a little bit of gumption. They joined in the Security Council sanctions, and that indicates, perhaps, that they don't have the kind of clout that a lot of people assume they did, because otherwise they wouldn't be trying to show the world that there is some dissidence between them and the North Koreans. I don't know how phony the whole thing is, because you'd really have to know a lot more than any of us do in order to figure this one out. Nevertheless, if North Korea does follow through and do 1,000 times worse than they've done before towards the Americans and towards the rest of the world, I do think that that could signal a real bad moment in terms of our potential for nuclear chaos. That's all I'm going to say about that, but it's very frightening.
From there to the issue of President Trump and the first term, as a New York Times article over the weekend put it, ostensibly just warming up, but luminaries in his own party, including Vice President Mike Pence, have begun what amounts a shadow campaign for 2020. Mike Pence responding that this is disgraceful and offensive.
It scared the heck out of everybody. They trotted out Kellyanne Conway to say exactly that. They've got the Pence people reacting with great horror. They've got the White House itself saying basically that Trump's going to run and that he's already filing his papers. He's filed his papers a long time ago for a second term. But if you find a president who is so weak that he's down in the low 30s, it's got to give somebody with ambition, you know, the idea that maybe it's time to look at things. We do know that the vice president has been having people at his admiral's house where he lives, some important people and potential donors. That's been reported for weeks, and it would be very surprising if a guy's the vice president and he sees the sharks circling in the water, guys like Ted Cruz and other people, that they're not going to start to think, okay, well, what if he doesn't run? On the other hand, this is not a guy, Trump, you want to mess with. I'm sure that Pence's defense, which sound a little over the top, you know, are appropriate for a guy who is looking in one direction as a potential for running and in the other direction for the problem of keeping a president happy. Remember that president doesn't have to choose Pence a second time.
I see on the schedule for Richard Blumenthal, the United States Senator for Connecticut, Alan, has a press conference scheduled at 11 a.m. this morning in which he will discuss a bill he has introduced that would stop President Trump from firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
Well, first of all, Blumenthal is a Democrat. They don't have the votes to pass anything. Not yet. However, there are bipartisan efforts to put a stop to that. I've been saying all along, if Trump does have relationships in Russia that he doesn't want discovered, if he hasn't shown us his tax returns for a reason for a long time, then the last thing he wants is Mueller extending his investigation to a point where he may discover some of those things. If that's the case, he has no choice. He has to try to fire Mueller. But they've really pretty well got him boxed in. And I have a feeling that if he does it, he'll be in a real bad and tight spot.
Finally, Alan, New York State Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan revealed that he has completed an alcohol treatment program. The Republican issued a statement yesterday. The statement said alcohol was becoming a crutch to deal with pressure he was under related to his responsibilities as Majority Leader. Governor Andrew Cuomo, among others, have tweeted their support for him.
Look, alcoholism is a very serious problem in the United States, and many, many people have it. However, it is interesting that he has chosen to make this a public issue. Quite often, David, when people do that, they're about to be outed one way or another, or they're afraid that they're going to be outed. So they make a public announcement of it. You got to give him credit for it. Frankly, he is not alone. There's a worldwide problem with alcoholism. It probably is responsible for more deaths than war, just simply because people behind the wheel and others are continually getting themselves into a real mess and causing accidents. So good for him.